song we are listening to is Stay Down. This is by the Civil Engineers and lead singer Molly Fish. Wow, Molly has quite the unique story to share with us. First of all, thanks for being here, Molly.
Hi, Terry. Always great to talk to you.
We will get into your unique story in just a second. But first, what can you tell me about Stay Down?
Well, this song was written primarily by Kyle Wrightley, a fabulous local musician and our guitar player in the Civil Engineers. And he had a couple of lyrics he liked, but then he left the rest of it up to me. I decided to make this song about a woman fighting to get to the top. And she's being told to stay down. And so she starts telling everybody else, no, you better stay down.
It's funny because it leads perfectly into what we're going to be talking about now. You opened a bookstore. So here we're talking about writing and reading. Why was this a dream of yours?
I have always loved books and reading, but I would either be sitting and reading and you can't talk to me, or I would be like on stage, you know, showman, singing, performing. Those were like my two vibes. I had always dreamed of owning a bookstore as I became involved in small businesses. I worked at a lot of bookstores, and it was just kind of like a pipe dream of like, but you know, the pandemic changed a lot of things for a lot of people, and it changed how we thought about our lives and what we do every day. Really realized I want to love what I do every single day. I opened Lake City Books in April of 2023. It honestly has surpassed my wildest dreams.
There is a recent survey that shows print books are making a comeback. What are you seeing in your store, Molly?
Here's what is happening. We are on our screens so often. We work on our screens. Students and young people study and learn on their screens. So if you want to read a book, it's like how records came back, except books are even more resilient as a medium and as a thing that people love and want to keep and want to collect. Like the item itself has become something, even among young women, I think is like one of the biggest trends, and which is so exciting to me.
Yeah.
They're reading romance books just unapologetically. They're reading fantasy and getting into, like dragons and talking about books on TikTok and social media. And the fact that that's the thing that a lot of young people are talking about is incredible. And I always try to encourage that. I'm like, I don't care what you're reading. If you're reading romance, that's great. Get in the habit of reading. Have books in your life.
I'm talking with Molly Fish, fabulous musician and owner of Lake City Books. Do you have any personal reading goals that you're trying to meet right now? And it sounds like you read a lot of the books that are in your bookstore.
I try to read very diversely, specifically so that I can recommend things to a wide variety of people. So my goal is always 52 books a year. I need to read at least one book a week. I've already hit 52 for this year.
Oh, wow. So
now everything is just gravy.
We are going to end this with the song Strawberry Waffles. Tell us about this one, Molly.
It's like a little revenge story. So the chorus is, my mama told me that I had a taste for blood. When they let me write the lyrics and the vocals, sometimes that's just what comes out.
Molly Fish, she is a reader. She is a bookstore owner. She's a writer and a musician. So let's take a listen to Strawberry Waffles. Molly Fish, thanks so much.
Thank you, Terry.
When I was a young girl, he's pretty handy. Until he ran off with that stinking spray. Grabbed a Glock, took a shot.